Okay, now we're moving along to a new part B, and I was asked a question by a viewer that he thought my gold forecast was getting a little bit confusing, which is probably true, and that's because we have a conflict between long, intermediate, and short-term trends in the gold. And so, to answer that question in this part. We look at the three charts, which are the first one, which is the gold mega T, and I've added a few comments to that. And then we're going to look at the we're going to switch over from the gold bullion to the Tocqueville gold chart, which I said which I did last week, which has two T's in it, and it projects that the current rally will last until June 11, June of 2011, and then we're going to go to the money flow T's, which are a experimental new idea, which we think is promising, but that's probably where the confusion came in through. So let's first look at the gold, the top chart, which is the gold mega T, and the gold mega T is basically says that after 20 years of prosperity for the stock market, which started in 1982, and as I discussed before, in the year 2000, things kind of went to pieces on you. While everybody was making money in equities, the poor gold market was suffering, and the gold declined for 20 years. The worm turned, so to speak, in the from the year 2001, and the big thing that you get here is that you have this big T with a projection of a big profits rising up to 2020, and it's interrupted by this big correction, which I showed going on down into 2008. Well, one of the things you have to do as we develop more and more of these money flow T's and stuff like that is the money has to go someplace. And if it didn't go into the gold market, the reason it didn't, the gold did so poorly in this 20-year cash buildup phase is that it was going into equities. And the reason the gold is doing very well the next 20 years is because they don't like equities anymore. And that's partly because of the dot-com revolution. And there is another problem going on with real estate, because if you look at the fundamentals of investing in the old days, it used to be that the first thing you bought was a home, because that was the foundation, and then you went into the stock market. That was Merrill Lynch at that time. Now Merrill Lynch is all into speculative stuff, or they went into speculative stuff, but that was the story at one time. So every time you find out that money doesn't won't go into either real estate, or it won't go into financial stocks, or it won't go into some of these technology stocks that get left behind, it's got to go someplace, okay? And it just turns out that gold is one of the places that it goes. However, everything is cyclical, and so that the question you have to ask yourself says, sure, you can make a lot of money going up here, but what about the big correction? Well, the big correction has to happen because everything is cyclical, and it's just a healthy thing unless you happen to be in it. So what I did was I went to the Tocqueville Gold, which I think is a first-rate opportunity for investors, generally speaking, and I computed in the second chart here. Now we have the RSI indicator, which is an oscillator, and that one because it can't do money flow in a fund unless the volume numbers are available. And so we have RS T number one projects a rally coming out of into 05 to a peak, which turned out to be correct for this drop into the 08 low. What's happening in the 08 low is, which is sort of an interesting case, is you would think that when you went into a crisis that they would buy gold, but if its time has run out, they actually will think about going to treasury bonds, basically. And if you put enough money into, or what happens is that foreigners try to go into the dollar as a haven, and the dollar goes up, and then because gold is quoted in dollars, it goes in the inverse proportion. So you ended up having a price decline in gold right in the middle of a crisis. It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to you, but that's where that correction came from. That's in my first chart. if you continue this operation using the RSI charts, you get a cash buildup phase that goes from early 06 down to the low in where the crisis was the maximum stage. And so we have this rally that's coming up in the right side of RSI T number 2, and it's the time symmetry just comes out to be June the 11th, which is June of 2011, and you know it's probably okay. You'll notice if you go down, the RSI indicator is now overbought, which isn't a great place to buy anything. And if you go back and look at previous overbought conditions, you'll find out that there was always some kind of a correction afterwards. So what you do is you start talking about this correction process, and that's where the confusion comes from. Now we switch to the third chart, which is the money flow T's for the GLD. That's going back to gold bullion again. And we see that what we're really interested in here is finding out whether these damn things work or not. And the case is extremely clear for the equal time projection. You have the only price low that you ever wanted to know about was in late July, okay? Money flow indicator peaked in October, just going into October, right on the borderline of September, October, okay? And so you know what the two times are for the left side of the second money flow T here, and then you compute the next one, and it comes out to early December, and Parker's, you know, he knows how to count. He's got a program. Maybe he doesn't know how to count, but he's got a program that can count for him. So it's just pretty well set up. And you see that there's a sort of symmetry in the tops. And, you know, if you could get a little rally up here, that's good. But it could be a head and shoulders top if you're looking at chart patterns or something like that. And you could bomb it all the way down and make a correction. However, the second chart shows that it's not the major decline. Okay. So when I talk about things and I say, well, you know, this picture is rolling over a top and it's going down. On the other hand, if you look at the other two charts, there's no major correction now. And so it's a question of what do you do? Generally speaking, the minimum thing you have to do is you have to cut back on the stuff, because the otherwise you feel foolish on the decline because you get caught riding it up. So it's a crisis of lightning. If you light, you know, and you can't buy the selling climax, that's likely to form in the gold along with the market unless you have cash available, which doesn't mean you have to sell gold, because you could sell something else, you know, and have the money to buy the gold. But generally speaking, you have to have some cash so that you can pick up the opportunity going down. If you look at the what the corrections are, if you go back to the first money flow T and you look at it going up, you can see, say maybe it was a 50% retracement or something like that. And if you had 50% retracement, I think that this fellow that was writing me the email probably wouldn't be too happy about it. So you know, you smarten up on that stuff after a while. So it's basically a hierarchical set of forecasts where you start for the mega T, and if you want to find the biggest cycle it's ever going to go, you get involved something in the gold, because by the year 2020 they're all. People are going to be loaded up at just like you had real estate, and you just like you had the dot-com revolution. They're all going to think it's their savior, but they all believe this at the end of the day, at the end of the run. So you just have to this business about pulling back is just basically money management. And what I have to do is I'll get my own programs to do the first chart, and then we'll start working on the other stuff. But you really have to see all three together in order to get the right perspective for the money. For money management issues. So that, I think that's just a money management question that came into there. If there's anything wrong with gold, if there's anything wrong with Tocqueville gold, it's just that they all have to have corrections. And it's one of the things that you have to figure out if you look ahead in time is that you can't be fully invested and expect to have money available at the next low unless you're using margin. And I would assume that you probably would not be doing that if you're a conservative investor. And if you do use margin, you'd be completely out of the gold. You'd be short in gold going down, trying to find the low out, because that's the nature of the people. People that use margin are traders, and the people that are investors don't usually use much in the way of leverage. Okay, so that's pretty much that. We'll wind that up, and then we're going to look at the two best bonds, which were the two we're going to be interested in, and see what we can come up with for that particular investment option.